According to the report, 479,300 people filed asylum claims in 44 industrialized countries last year. UNHCR says this is the highest annual total since 2003 and represents an 8% increase over 2011. Although the majority of claims came from Afghanistan, the agency reports a 191% jump in Syrians filing asylum claims. Volker Turk is the director of UNHCR's Division of International Protection.
It reflects a trend that we have also seen emerge over the last couple of years of a combination of factors. On the one hand, you have the old conflicts not really going away. On the other hand, you have new conflicts emerging. And I think, in a way, it plays out quite well when you see and look at the statistics in the industrialized world when it comes to Syria and Afghanistan.
Most asylum seekers, or more than 350,000 people, look to Europe, particularly Germany, France, and Sweden. But the United States was the single largest recipient of asylum requests, with more than 83,000 claims. UNHCR Chief Statistician Tariq Abu Chabake says information is still coming in.
States are delayed with processing data. As a consequence, this report only covers applications, nothing on acceptance or resettlement and recognition rates. So it's purely applications. When we publish the Global Trends Report in June, we will have a full coverage of recognition rates for the whole world, for each country.
UNHCR points out that the number of asylum claims in 2012 hardly compares with the 1990s figures, which were driven by the conflict in the former Yugoslavia and crises in the Great Lakes region and Afghanistan. Once again, Volker Turk.
And if you look at the statistics in the 90s, in the industrialized world, you would have double the number of what we got last year at its peak. So even if we have seen this increase of 8% compared to 2011, it's nothing compared to the 90s.
UNHCR explains that an asylum claim is distinct from seeking refugee status, as refugees mostly choose to remain in neighboring countries in hopes of eventually returning home. For example, the number of Syrians seeking asylum in industrialized nations is just under 24,000, compared with the more than 1 million Syrian refugees currently in countries such as Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Turkey. Nonetheless, UNHCR says asylum claims can reflect prevailing global security and political risk, because when there is more conflict, there are more refugees. Deanne Penn, United Nations.